Molokai's unemployment rate of more than 8% is the highest in the state, but that doesn't mean residents aren't working hard and feeding their families. Many are just doing it the way their ancestors did, living off the land. A strong subsistence lifestyle puts the community in a better position than other islands for food security and sustainability, says Glenn Tevis, a University of Hawaii Molokai Extension agent. Some residents want to extend protections for that lifestyle and are seeking state designation for parts of Molokai's coastline as community-based subsistence fishing areas. The 2012 study conducted by a local nonprofit called Sustainable Molokai also found that more than half of survey respondents grow their own food. There's a rising movement toward growing traditional Hawaiian crops like ulu or breadfruit and taro. Just 2 weeks ago, a taro variety field day on Molokai offered families the chance to learn more about the staple food and take home plants to grow themselves. Sustainable Molokai is also funding a national program called Food Corps to work on Molokai. Food Corps service members are working locally with several island schools to plant school gardens. Students are learning hands-on how to grow their own food. The program's ultimate goal is to supply local produce to cafeterias. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Catherine Kluett from the Molokai Dispatch.